Florida Real Estate Headlines. FL Depth of Revenue Property Tax Data Portal, $2.4 tallers in parcel data now online. The Florida Department of Revenue's Property Tax Data Portal provides access to information on 10.9 million property parcels worth $2.4 trillion statewide. Real estate professionals can leverage this centralized data to analyze market values, assess comparable properties, and advise clients on tax implications across Florida's diverse markets. Bookmark the portal at floridarevenue.com/properties/pages/dataportal.aspx for property tax research. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Inside FREC, how the Florida Real Estate Commission shapes your career. The Florida Real Estate Commission oversees the real estate industry in the state, with members selected based on specific qualifications to serve in regulatory roles. Understanding FREC's functions and membership criteria helps Florida real estate professionals stay informed about the body that governs licensing and industry standards. Learn more about FREC's role and how commissioners are selected at www.floridarealtors.org/law/ethics/library. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Real Estate Commission rates average 5.3% fast expert reports. Real Estate Commission rates in Florida average 5.53%, according to Fast Expert's analysis of added costs in property transactions. Florida agents and brokers should understand this benchmark to set competitive yet sustainable fee structures in their local market. Review your current commission strategy against this state average. https://fastexpert.com/blog Real Estate Commission Florida. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Commission Rates, How Your Earnings Stack Up. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, how they compare nationally, and strategies to negotiate better rates. Understanding commission benchmarks helps Florida agents price their services competitively and maximize earnings in a shifting market. Review the rate breakdowns and negotiation tactics at the link below to sharpen your commission strategy. Florida Real Estate Updates, FREC, your Florida Real Estate Commission at work. The Florida Real Estate Commission is a 7-member body appointed by the governor that meets monthly to administer and enforce Chapter 475, Part 1, Florida Statutes, protecting the public through education and regulation of real estate licensees. Florida real estate professionals operate under FREC's regulatory framework, making its monthly meetings and enforcement actions directly relevant to your license and practice. Stay informed on commission activities at www.myfloridalicense.com/realestatecommission/commission-information/. Florida Real Estate Updates. Florida Realtor Commissions Dip Below National Average, 2026 Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Florida is 5.7%. Florida real estate professionals should note this pricing benchmark when structuring their own commission strategies in a competitive market. Review the full survey data at the source below to see how your rates compare. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESAE is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.